even though this is not an actual room, but I think we could feel the excitement in the room. You know, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Singer, has quite a few Talmidim here in the audience from all ages. We have Talmidim from Chafetz Chaim in Queens, Masifta for all the years. We have probably quite a few Talmidim from Maganav. So if Miami guys couldn't make it to Chafetz Chaim Queens High School, at least they could go to Maganav. So Baruch Hashem, we have quite a few Talmidim Rabbi Singer here, and everyone else knows of Rabbi Singer. You know, I personally am a Talmud, a tremendous Hakaras HaTov. My singer was one of my principals back in the day in high school. As they always would say, those few short years, 4 years that go by so quickly. But a lot happened in those 4 years, and I have tremendous Hakaras HaTov. Also, personal Hakaras HaTov. I started working in the Sifta Chafetz Chaim in the middle of Kolo. I think Rabbi Katz remembers. So Lamaisa, tremendous Hakaras HaTov personally. But on behalf of the yeshiva, it's a very big schus to have Rabbi Singer address us. You know, this is a special zman being here on Zoom. And it's, you know, it's a tough tkufa. And to have someone like Rabbi Singer, who is involved firsthand, he's running yeshiva from afar. He knows what it means to shut the doors of yeshiva and the challenges that lie with it. At the same time, several all know, Rabbi Singer is also involved. Every day he's been leading a Tehillim rally, mamish, for days and days and days. And just today, one of the people I think that it started with came home, Rabbi Ginsburg, Baruch Hashem, came home. And it's a tremendous, tremendous schus, you know, to daven for people and to bring about, in a small way, a Yeshua. Is a tremendous thing, and Rabbi Singer is right leading in Tehillim every day. Whatever topic Rabbi Singer will speak on in terms of Mussar, I'm sure it'll be a schus for the yeshiva, for this tkufa, for all the cholim, and without further ado, it's a tremendous kavod to ask Rabbi Singer to address us.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Kier. If I can indulge you for a second, maybe just seeing everybody around here, it reminds me of a speech that Ronald Reagan gave in Normandy. It was supposed to be one of his most important speeches, and they were choreographing that it should be just right. As we all know, he was a very emotional guy. And so they decided, they didn't even tell him, they decided that they were going to put a number of World War II veterans in the front seats in Normandy, bring them in. And when he would see it, he would get so emotional that the words would flow out. The kachaya, that's it. You look at it, you'll read about it. He saw them, he started tearing and he started getting emotional, and then he just spoke from the heart. So a little bit I feel similarly, seeing so many Talmidim, youngsters, oldsters, it's you don't need much better backdrop than that. And it's great to be part of this. You know, I feel a kinship to the yeshiva, to the Anholas HaYeshiva. It spans many generations. As mentioned, there are Talmidim here. There are peers here. And always, we used to look up to Rabbi Luban, the yeshiva. It's one of the Amudei HaYeshiva. He inspired so many people. So I've gone through so many generations. And we also have a Hakaras HaTov that Rabbi Kier didn't mention. Rabbi Kier, with his creativity and his tremendous Avas HaTorah, founded what we call the Tzos Chabura. And it's still going, strong as ever. It was an incredible Hamsa, a lot of cholent, but it was a tremendous Hamsa. And it's still going. It shows the beauty of it, that it's still maintaining itself. And we have a tremendous Hakaras HaTov. I remember the years, Talmidim. Oh boy, you guys are touching the heart. So it's a tremendous kavod to be able to say a few words of chizuk. whenever I have a chance to speak in these types of situations, I really, it's a chesed to me, because we're doing a lot of thinking around here, as you can know. There's a lot of thinking. I have so much to say. And sometimes until you have the opportunity to articulate it, it's not so simple. And giving me the opportunity to put some thoughts together is very, very much appreciated. Just to start off, you know, before we get into the perhaps the theme of what I'd like to talk about, most of the people there are not from New York. We have a few New Yorkers. So you're not in the epicenter of what's going on over here. And there's a tremendous amount of mishpat, tremendous. It's not an exaggeration. It's probably understated. There's so many people, Nebuch, families, who are suffering. So many are veiling without minyanim. I can tell you, you know, I think I heard a statistic that one out of every three New Yorkers knows somebody, has a shaychus to somebody who was nifter. It's not small. The mishpat is profound. Just somebody, I won't say the name, somebody that we all know was taken to the hospital with the virus, and he was in the emergency room together with Rav Matis Blum, Olav Shalom. Rav Matis Blum was a beloved Rav. They were together in the emergency room. And Rav Matis Blum was nifter together, his father as well. Profound loss. You see the mishpat. You see the mishpat of mi yichya u mi yamus. It's unbelievable. And it should certainly give us a pause to reflect. And whenever Klal Yisrael is going through such sorrow, such pain and suffering throughout, the greatness of Klal Yisrael comes through. The chesed, the Torah, the Ben Odom Lechaveiro is so profound. Story after story, how much Tehillim was said. Talk about Rabbi Ginsburg was a Gosei Shebegoseis, and he came home today. Chazdei Hashem Kilo Samnu Nisim, the doctor said that we've witnessed an open miracle, and your community, a goy, your community should not underestimate the power of prayer. We probably do, but it's amazing. The Tehillim's going on, the chesed that's going on. I heard a story about a person, an elderly person who was nifter, and he had no children, and they were afraid that they were going on autopsy. So a person got involved, and he went to them. I appreciate it if you give us the opportunity not to do an autopsy in this person. He's a Jewish person, and there's certain rituals that we don't do those things. And he thought he'd get a big fight, and the person said 100%, no problem, we won't do an autopsy. And when this Oskin got involved, said, why are you so easy about it? So I'll tell you why. Says, I was driving along the road, my car broke down. And I was stuck. I didn't have a phone. So a guy pulls over with payas, long curls, and a yarmulke. And he says, can I help you? He says, yes. Can you give me your phone? I said, what's the problem? The car is not working. So let me see if I can fix it. And he went back to his car, and he brought some tools. He fixed it up, made it work. He says, okay, ready to go. He says, let me pay. I'm not taking money. Such a nation, whatever they feel, I'm with you. What's going on? The chesed. There's a woman in our neighbors making for Pesach. We're making for Pesach 20 challahs for people, for Nebuchadnezzar, for families who need it. We should relish in the beauty of our nation. I'd like to perhaps start with a beautiful Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch discusses the mitzvah, or the whole procedure of Tzaras. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he gives us in Yonad Yom on the Parsha, it's mamish, to me, tailor-made to the day. And the Sefer HaChinuch discusses what the concept of Tzaras. And we know from our Bali Musar, We know from Chazal that Tzaras was not stam, a sickness. It was much deeper than that. It was a way for the person who suffered from Tzaras to rehabilitate himself. And if you take a look at the mitzvah in Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Kuf Samech Tes, describing the basis, this whole process, separating the person, separating for a week, if it was not yet clear, separating for a second week, why the Kohen was the one who was involved in administering and checking the whether or not he was a true Tzarua. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, again, Kuf Samech Tes, Likboa Ben Avshenu, Ki Hashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu Pratis Al Kol Echod V'Echod Mibnei Odom. Baruch Hu's Hashkochas on every single individual. V'chi Eino Pekuchos Al Kol Darcheyem. His eyes are watching all of our ways. As it says in the Pasuk in Eov, Ki Eino Val Darchei Ish V'chol Tzodov. His eyes are on all of our ways, all of our steps. And therefore, we should take heed to this sickness. The lachsho, this is the crux. Ki hachet garam oso. It was the chet which caused his sickness. Ki v'chet lashon hara yavo berov v'lo nikochenu derech mikre. Generally, when a person does an aveira or something happens to him, it was a coincidence. Because we don't own up. We don't put two and two together. We know that we're not so innocent of things. Aveira, everyone's doing it. It's not so bad. I'm basically a good guy. I try my best. This is one moment by the Inyan of Tzaras where you can't weasel out of it. It's clear. It's not derech mikre. That means people go through their lives when things happen to them. It's a happenstance. It's not, there's no cause and effect. But when it comes to Tzaras, it's not a derech mikra. You don't start getting your clothing and your house filled with Tzaras unless something is going on here. And it forces the person to appreciate the fact, I am responsible for what's happening here. There's something that I did that is inappropriate, that's wrong. I'm a chote. And I have to own up to it. It's not derech mikra. And therefore, it says the Sefer HaChinuch, Yesh lanu lado la kohen shu omei v'chaparos achotim. We come to the kohen, the leader of Klal Yisrael. He stands to be mechaper sinners. Im chevras ha-mechaper la yahar b'tshuva. We should think about tshuva, b'yuskar tzas, yomim. We take a little break. Quarantine. Mama's right here. We got to do quarantine for 7 days. And he goes on to say, and what's the point of the quarantine? You have to be mahara b'tshuva. You got to think tshuva. And if that's not enough, wait another week. Maybe the tshuva was a chatzi tshuva. So maybe I got to think a little bit more. Maybe stay for 2 weeks. Mamish, quarantine. And what's the point of quarantine? The point of quarantine is to reflect, is to look into ourselves, is to understand what's going on over here. Who am I? I think we can all agree with all of what's going on over here that Lamaisa, we have time on our hands, for good or for bad. Well, obviously, we're not in the Bate Midrashos, we're not in the Bate Knesios, but we definitely have a lot more time on our hands. Just a simple, make a cheshbon. A Shabbos davening normally takes 2.5 hours. 2.25 hours. Now there's no chazar sashat. There's kriyas haTorah. There's no tefilas tal. We can, you know, a nice slow down. We can do it an hour. We don't travel to shul anymore. Even our siddur maybe are a little bit shorter. We have time on our hands. We are in a sense of quarantine. And it certainly should be, it would behoove us to reflect. I know myself, you know. Even older people, we reflect. And I'm learning a lot about myself. Not joking. It's a time to think, to be introspective, to learn from the Tzaras. This is the time we should think and dwell on issues, to be misaking things. So this is what I think, some of the things we should think about. I heard from a Rav that what we're going through now, we've never experienced in our lives anything even close. The way he described it, it is the time when we can fully appreciate and be mekayim the mitzvah of a chai bohem. The mitzvah of a chai bohem. We're trying to save lives. We're not going to daven. Nebuch the Avelim. The Avelim who are just lost their loved ones. They can't even say Kaddish. I heard from a Rav, a beautiful Var. He says, they're not going to shul. He says, what's the pshat? We say Yiskadel v'Yiskadei Shemei Rabbah, that we want a great, we want to make Hashem's name great and be Mekadish him. The way we do it is by not going to shul. The way we do it, we got to be part of the tzibur. This is the tzibur, by not going to shul. And everything that we do to make sure that we don't spread this dreadful disease is part of the chelik of a chai bohem. We will never be able to experience that feeling more than this time. And I would say that this is also another dimension. Not only are we never going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of a chai bohem like we are today, I don't believe we'll ever have such clarity as we have today. For those I know, I talk about 9/11, it used to be, most people knew what I was talking about. Now the crowd that I'm speaking to, they don't know what 9/11, it's like to me was the Korean War. You could figure out the math later. It's like 9/11, yeah, I heard about it. My Zayda told me about it. We saw a touch of that 9/11. The clarity, we have clarity that we understand what's important in life. Our priorities are so clear to us. It's so clear. I was walking into the supermarket. You know, everyone is makbid about social distancing. So I don't know, Florida is makbid. So there was one lady who was getting really agitated because somebody was walking through within her 6 feet amos or 6 feet. And she started screaming and panicking. God, you got to get out of my domain. So there's a guy there was saying, lady, get a hold of yourself. These are difficult times. Get a sense of priority. Come on. We have clarity. Things don't bother us like they used to. You know, haven't gone to the cleaners in how many weeks? It's okay. Because we have a sense of priorities. We know what's important. We have an appreciation. All the pettiness, all the silliness that we sometimes get caught up on. It's okay. It's fine. I saw a beautiful shmooze, which I think stresses this point. The Reshiva said on a pasuk, the pasuk was in Tehillim, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Vav. Pasuk says like this, Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru Lemalkenu Zameru. A double lashon. David HaMelech says, we sing to Hashem, we sing to our King, we sing. And the Eben Ezra explains, why is it split up? We sing to Elohim, and we sing to Malkeinu. So the Eben Ezra explains, the reason why it's split up is because the reason why we sing to Hashem, Shehu Node B'maisav, listen to the Lashon, B'shikul Hadas Halev. He separates Elohim from Malkeinu. Elohim is seeing Hashem's chesed that he bestows upon us. So Hashem's chesed requires shikul das halev. We have to analyze it. We have to see it. Imagine that. We have to realize the chasdei Hashem. We don't realize chasdei Hashem. Even though we live in the abundance of chasdei Hashem. And even Tocha Tzaro, we see chasdei Hashem. But that requires shikul hadas belev. But to realize that Hashem is Malkeinu, shenoda lonu levanu bishchon bishikun kvodo imanu, that sounds like, according to Eben Ezra, does not require shikul hadas halev. So the Reshiva was masber the split. He says, in terms of Hashem being Elohim, that requires chasodim, that he does chasodim to the entire world, mechadesh, b'chol yom tamid, ma'aseh v'reishis. That requires shikul hadas. That requires analysis, and we don't always take it, we often take it for granted, and we don't realize the full magnitude of the kulo oylam chesed yibana level. But in terms of malkeinu, that, the way the reshiva was masbrit, is not in the geder of shikul hadas, even though sometimes it's hidden, but it's in the kishkes of the person. It's in our DNA. That's how reshiva was masbrit. Ein kamnos olomar sheish lezamer, we sing to Hashem because we understand b'sichleinu shehu malkeinu. It's not because it's a seicheldik thing, because then it would be like Elokim. Kavanoso lomar she'aleinu lezamer la'Hashem yisbarach mishum she'mudbas b'kirbeinu netiyah tivis. There is an ingrained essence of a person. It's in our DNA that we appreciate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our ruler. And we don't move without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I even saw I just did it with my Talmidim today, in the Parsha of Zahirus. Even if a person is Zahir, and he does all the steps that the Mesillas Yesharim says, you can't do it without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't do it without Siyata Dishmaya. You've covered all your bases. But there's no way that you could do it without Hashem Siyua. So that's part of our DNA. It's in our kishkis. We know it. We have clarity. And I saw a beautiful shmooze by the altar of Kelm. Mamish, it changed me. Such a beautiful shmooze. It was on the pasuk by Yosef. He says the following. He says like this. I'm trying to find out which letter it is. If I find it, I'll let you know. Okay, the altar of Kelm says like this. It says a letter that the altar of Kelm wrote. He spilis atzuma, what the pasuk teaches us by the story of Yosef. Yosef, we know, was sold to various different nations. He was in the home of Potiphar, and then he was put in jail, and finally he was brought to Paro. And the altar explains how the Yerusha that Yosef received from the house of Yaakov. He says the following. Yosef Atzadik left his father's house when he was 17 years old. He was cast mushlach labar im nechashim v'akrovin. He was cast to a pit together with snakes and scorpions. Hu nimchar liYishmaelim. He was sold to Yishmaelim, and they sold him in turn to Potiphar. More than 10 years, he was in the house of Potiphar. Just imagine the tzir. For more than 10 years, he was in the house of Potiphar. And then 2 years, he was in jail. 2 long years. And immediately after those 2 years, the call went out by Yiritsuhu min Abaro Paro. He went through a Gehenim, years and years of suffering, being separated from his father. And when he finally goes into the palace of the king, he turns to Paro, and Paro says to him, Shemati Alecha. I understand that you know how to interpret dreams. I know that you're an expert. I heard you're very talented. And what did Yosef say? Yosef said one word. Bil-a-dai. And the Targum explains, Bar min chochmasi. It has nothing to do with my wisdom. Bar min chochmasi, says the altar, Pelaplos, the chinuch of Yaakov. Here's Yosef with such turmoil, such pain, such sorrows. Makom to have chveis tainus, what he went through. And here he's trying to curry favor with the king. The king says, I hear you're great. You would think it wouldn't be politically correct to go ahead and disagree with the king. Okay. He could say he's a shliach. He could say Epis, he's a siyua. Yeah, he's Hashem shliach. I'm pretty good at it. You know, we're not allowed, we don't have to deny our talents. But what did Yosef say after years and years of torture, being separated from his father? What did he say? He said, Biladoi, it has nothing to do with me. Zero. Whatever talents I have, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he disagreed. The king said, I hear you're great. No, that's not what the king wants to hear. You're not great. It's Biladoi. It's all Hashem. Whatever we have, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has nothing to do with me. It's like we always heard, like the Reshiva Zatzal used to say, he always deflected any good that came out of his actions. Because Avos, never him. Yosef HaTzadik, Bil Adai, it has nothing to do with me. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing to do with me. I believe that that's what we see. We have such a clarity, such a picture. There's nothing that could be as poignant as what we're seeing. Everyone's going crazy. The whole world is going mishuga. And we're in a state of Bahola. But the truth of the matter is that should give us the greatest amount of manucha. They have no clue what's going on. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know which way to go. And everybody's contradicting each other. But that should give us the greatest signal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. It's Bil Adai. It's all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem's world. Baruch Hashem, it should give us the biggest menuchas hanefesh. I remember hearing once a vart in the Sichas Musar, Chaim Shulevitz was talking about how is it possible that the Dar of the Eagle, they plummeted so fast. They just saw all the Maisei Nisim in Mitzrayim. They saw so much and they plummeted. And he explains because they were in a state of panic. They thought they saw the mita of Moshe Rabbeinu flying, their leader. They were in a state of panic. They're in Bahola and they sunk so quickly. And if you look at it very superficially, you say, what's going on over here? It's crazy. We're powerless. And that's the greatest menucha in the world, to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Biladai, it has nothing to do with us. Wow, it's your world. And I rely totally on you. And my bitachon is totally on you. Look at the words, beautiful words. Time to read the Chovos Olvavos, Dakdama. Look at the psicha of the Chovos Olvavos, just two lines. The very first lines, I'm reading from the Leif Tov. He says, when a person's boteach Hashem, k'mo sho'eved chayiv liftoach al adonav, yesh lo menuchas hanefesh mehadaigus. It's nothing to worry about. Hu yochel ismasel avodas Hashem. The E.F. Shalom, the Adam Leos, Meshucher Midaigos, Elohim Huboteach Bashem. Impossible to free himself from worries unless he's Boteach Bashem. Midneshim Hulo Boteach Belokim Huboteach Bemashu Acher. Because if he's not Boteach totally, Mi Biladoi, then he's being Boteach in someone else. And at the end of that Dhamma, he talks about the relationship that Hashem loves us. Boteach belokim shiyaselo rak ismashu tov avuro b'chol inyanov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only will do good for us in all inyanov. Like a mother harachmania livna, like a mother nursing her child. Sherochetzes b'choselis oso, b'kosheris oso, mishakreris oso, miksharov. K'mo she'amar David HaMelech, Imlo shivisi veromanti nafshi kigmul alai imo kigmul alai nafsho. The Pesachei Lev explains that the pasuk means David HaMelech, who went through such sorrow, says, I trust you, Hashem. I trust you that you love me like the love that a mother nurses her child, takes care, caresses, coddles, and feeds. What a relationship. There's no more loving relationship. So if you look at it, one view Look what's going on in the world. A little thing. The entire world is at a standstill. The economy, the great economy of America, crippled. Totally crippled. I never heard a poll where 89% of the people agree. They're tittering. They're fearful of the economy. Who knows what's going to happen? In a split second, the entire world changed. We had pages and pages filled with people going for Pesach all over Florida. I'm sorry for the economy in Florida. But that's it. Silenced. Nothing. In a mere few days, the entire world changed. So you would say, panic. I think the correct Das Torah approach is not panic. It's, wow, Hashem, it really is your world. Mi bal odai, it's your world. Whatever you say, God, I need your help in everything I do. I need the Yisiyata Dishmai in everything I do. Parnasa means nothing, nothing. I heard a story, one of the Rabbonim said, about a guy who had a huge business. He had 100 people working. He was an older person. He had 100 people working for him. And the whole thing collapsed. And he's not going to be able to redo it anymore. 100 people he laid off, or he made some kind of settlement. So this Rabbi Wallerstein went to him and he said to him, Rabbi Yaakov, how do you feel about this? He lost everything. He built up a business for 20, 30 years, and he lost everything. What do you feel? And he said so clearly, I guess, what's the kasha? He says, Rabbi, Mashiach's coming. What are you worried about? Mashiach's coming. It's okay. If you really believe it, Mashiach's coming. I mean, how clear and close can we be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It should bring a love to Hashem. Hashem, you talk around the world. Look what you did in 1 second. All the bastions of power and might crumbled. Again, we cry for the tsaros. It shouldn't be tsaros. But Hashem, I love you. I remember, I don't know if the fellas were zocha to hear. You all know Rabbi Yehuda Symes. Rabbi Symes was a legend. He was a person who had a terrible accident, and he became a paraplegic. And he continued teaching in Ottawa, even in his state. I've never seen a person like that in my life, really. And we were zocha to have him speak in the yeshiva, in the Masifta. We have it recorded. It was the most powerful speech I ever heard. He could barely move. You could hardly hear him. He told us that just recently he was able to move his hand up to say Kriya Shema and cover his eyes. And he was telling us about his ordeal. And he said a line that I'll never forget. And I think it should inspire us that such a person was able to say that. He said, throughout his entire ordeal, I don't know how many years he lived afterwards, throughout his entire ordeal, it's a regular guy, he said, I never asked why. I only asked what. It's a regular one of us. He never had any kashas. He only asked, what can I do? That was his whole entire life. So I think I don't feel it as much unless they know somebody else, a family member, but they feel guilty almost. They're not feeling it. It's not so easy. Maybe as you're getting older in Beis Medrash, and we get a little bit older, we get to feel a little bit more. People like us over 30, you know, we feel it even a little bit more. But we got to ask ourselves, what? This is a special time. And I'm not saying what we can do, but maybe give, if you don't mind me, just maybe suggestions of things. Our tefillah has been so decimated. Nebuch, the Bate Midrashos, Bate Knesios. Maybe we could be misaking that. Maybe we could try to be misaken, do something to add to our tefillah. You know, I don't sleep so well lately, you know, so once in a while, I get up in Netzachama, you know, I'm davening by myself. I'm not saying we should do it if it's going to affect our learning. but do something. Maybe we should try to be misakin ourselves. Our tefillah should be more, we should, as Mesillas Hashem says, like we talk to a chaver. We should talk to Hashem like we're talking to a chaver. We should realize, maybe we should be a special kavana, Shema Yisrael, Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So many of the words come alive. So many of the tefillos make a difference. When I say the words, Eilecha Hashem Ekrov El Hashem Eschanon, it feels different. I'm calling out to you, Hashem. I'm calling out to beseech me. Help me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say, Ki Roisa Hashem Biyamo Yefor HaNavim Bishua, we say it every single day. Hashem wants us. You want us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want us. And even through this terrible misery, this terrible tsar, you want us with all of our problems. Yefor HaNavim Bishua, and you're going to give us salvation. We should try to be me'orer ourselves, to think into the tefillah, to be me'orer ourselves. I also heard that Reb Chaim said, and it fits into what I started talking about, the inyan of Mitzorah, says we're in quarantine, we're badad yeshev. It's a time when maybe we should be mechazik ourselves, and be nadam l'chaveiro, and how we treat others. Instead of saying things that hurt somebody else to say I'm joking, to be cognizant of it, to be misakin our lashon hara. There was just, he just was nifter, a chashuv rav, I forgot his name, I said it in the Tehillim, a chashuv, a Sfardish rav in Brooklyn, was just nifter. And his son was talking about what a beautiful person he was. And he talked about the fact how he always complimented people. If a guy had to, if he knew how to daven, he would say to him, You daven so nicely. Why don't you go for the omen? And if a guy was good at something, he would always find something to say nicely to him. If he saw a chassan and kala, he would say to them, you guys make such a beautiful couple. We should try that. You know how we feel when somebody says something nice to us? An old-time Rebbe, say hello. I gave a call to Rebbe Hachberg. He should live long and be well. I don't do it so much. I'm not saying that. But you know what it is when a person gets a phone call, say a nice word to a relative, to a friend, somebody that you haven't thought about, think about him. Do it. Let's do a tikkun. Let's figure out something that we can do to be misakein. There's so much time and energy that we can exert and to make this experience, as horrendous as it is, to make it an uplifting experience. Just close with, I saw something which I don't think I'll ever see. I never saw it in my life. Some people might know what I'm talking about. There was a senator from Oklahoma who got up on the Senate floor. I forgot his name. He got up on the Senate floor and he said something I don't think I will ever hear again. He got up and started translating Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph. Shir Lamalo says, Soinai Elohorim, may Ayin Yavo Ezri. Okay, he said a little bit of a shmooze. It may not be muchruch, but the thought was profound. He was talking about the Israelis, the Hebrews, who were going up to their Beis HaMikdash. And they were looking, and they were looking to the heavens, the way he described it. He says, they were not looking at their state. They were not looking at their government for solutions. They were not looking, they could have easily have looked at all of the things in their city. They said, though, that Ezri comes from God. This is a goy. And he said to all of his senators, I don't think you can have a collection of egos more than in the Senate and the Congress. And he said, don't ever anybody think that we're going to get out of this by paying money and the solution is in Congress. The solution is in God. So the goy said. And as soon as I saw this and heard this, I was thinking about one of my most favorite lines in the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's so powerful. We say it on Rosh Hashanah. V'yeda kol po'ol ki'ato pi'alto, v'yovin kol yotzer ki'ato yitzarto, v'yomar kol Hashem neshama v'yapo melech. Hashem hu Elokim, kol Hashem neshama apo, Hashem hu Elokim. The day will come when every single person, the biggest Rishayim in the world, will proclaim, they'll have clarity. We'll have clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bil Adai, there's nothing that exists in the world without Hashem's total involvement. The day will come when everyone will say that, and they will prostrate themselves and say, Hashem Hu Elokim. We're not Nevi'im. You can't predict anything. But anybody who looks around and sees what's happening, you get to feel that those days are soon approaching. Those days are coming. So it's certainly my fervent hope and desire that we should all elevate ourselves. We should all take this time to reflect, spend some time, a little extra kvetch in our Musar Seder, be cognizant of our relationships with others, and certainly be cognizant of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because these are very, very, very special moments. Again, I really appreciate the time. I have so much more to say. Maybe if you run out of speakers, I'll come back. I'm invited. And I really thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for Rabbi Palgan, Rabbi Kier, for arranging it. And we should be zocha to see the days of Mashiach. We should be zocha, Mirtz Hashem, to grow from this. And Mirtz Hashem, we should continue our Limud HaTorah. It's so beautiful. There's so much Torah going on. It's gewaldic. Hashem should all bless us with great happiness, refuahs, and yeshuas and nechamas. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amen.